Every Monday, we have This Just In, 5 minutes with the Youngstown City School CEO, Mr. Justin Jennings. Good morning, Mr. Jennings.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
I know that there are a lot of changes and stuff going on with Youngstown City Schools, and some of them, you know, are tentative, but there's something called Parent U coming up shortly. Explain to us, those of us who may not be parents of Youngstown City School Scholars, exactly what Parent U is.
So Parent U is our parent engagement, the way we're engaging our parents. We started it last month. It's something that's originally started back about 30 years ago in the what they call the Philadelphia Freedom Schools.
Okay.
And it's a way to engage our parents and also educate our parents as well. So we kicked it off last month with Chef Jeff Henderson out of Las Vegas. He came in and brought his story, and it was a great time. And it's something that we're doing as part of our strategic plan. So that's going to be Thursday, February 25th at 5 p.m. And you can get on. You can go to our website at www.ycsd.org, and you can get the Zoom link. It's in the calendar section. And this time we'll have speakers who are going to be sharing information about social emotional health and well-being, literacy, diversity, and for our families who are English language learners, it's going to be their section will be college awareness. So after we go through and we have our speakers, we have kind of breakout sessions so a parent can kind of have a smorgasbord where they can pick what fits best for them.
Awesome. Okay, so with all of this going on, and you know, with Parent U and us really trying to get parents involved, what else is there that might be on the plan or on the calendar for parents or to increase engagement?
Well, we also have this takes the place of our monthly Pride meetings, and our Pride meetings stand for Parent Realizing Involvement Determines Education meeting. So this takes the place of those meetings.
Okay, good, yeah. Good. So speaking of, you know, parents and their involvement, I know all the parents, grandparents, and extended families at large are all involved in the food distribution. Is that back to Wednesday this week?
It is back to Wednesday, yeah, and it only went to Thursday last week just because of the weather. The parking lots and everything were so iced over and we couldn't do anything. So we didn't want to cancel it, so we just moved it a day up.
Okay, that's good. So everything as of right now is back to Wednesday for this week, and it looks like we're not going to have not too many adverse weather condition days this week, so it doesn't look like that will be changing at all. So let's go ahead and get into this subject, a subject that everybody wants to know. Most of the staff have gotten their COVID vaccines, the first part and probably the second part coming up, right?
The second part will be coming up, yeah, in the next couple weeks.
Okay, so is there an announcement sooner rather than later coming on when the children will be able to go back into the school building?
We'll have an announcement whether we are or not. Yeah, we'll make that announcement today at our ADC meeting.
Okay.
So I just wanted the opportunity to talk to our staff, some of our staff members, and because normally what happens is they get it from the media before they get it from me. So I want to make sure that I let them know how important they are to what I'm doing and what we need to do. And those things have to happen. You know, sometimes we have to make decisions that people may not think is popular, and it may not be aligned with people's political values. But we're just going to do what's best for our students. I think that I've been consistent with everything that I've been doing, and I'm going to continue to be that way. And whether, you know, it causes me not to have a job because I'm not aligned with what other people politically, I'm fine with that. My concern is the safety of our scholars and our community as well, because the things that sometimes we're asked to do is going to affect our community. We're not like other communities where, you know, there's 50, 60, 100 schools and, you know, 100,000 students. We have a really small community, a small-knit community, and a lot of our families, a lot of our kids go home to those parents who have not been vaccinated yet. So those are things that I have to take into consideration. You know, when I took this job, I knew it wasn't going to be easy. I don't think people understand having a job in which, you know, every time the legislation comes up, you know, my job is on the line, and I've taken that and not tried to go anywhere else, and that's my plan, is to kind of see this thing through. So that's what we're going to do today, make the right decision.
All right, and that's all we can ask you to do is just make the right decision. Well, I want to thank you so much for being on with me this morning, Mr. Jennings. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you all for joining us for This Just In, 5 minutes with the Youngstown City School CEO. Be sure to tune in to our next episode.